Kira.
I'm Evan.
This is Aiden.
And this is Sean.
And this is Golf Radio, brought to you by CJSF 90.1 FM and the Burnaby location. Community radio from Simon Fraser University. Got some good songs for you today. Happy that you tuned in. First up, we have Memories by Sean Leon. Memories by Sean Leon.
And just to say, we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwitlam, the Musqueam, and the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh.
Because we are Golf Radio, we have a segment coming up probably around 2:30 where we are going to be ranking the best Christmas foods to have at Christmas. It's pretty good. We're going to be pretty entertaining. And yeah, next up we have Shot Clock Legend by The God Fahim and Nicholas Craven. Enjoy.
I'm trained for all bite, no bark, cold heart. Big jewels froze on my chest, I got a whole text. My dudes pray for my flesh, who rock the cold neck. Chest start a load, no deaths, where should I invest? Crossfire lay you to rest, with rhymes I impress. It's an epidemic in a pandemic, rich in a crisis. I specialize in coaching, my art in many prices. Everybody got their vices, and mine is being the nicest. We can't finalize the deal if it don't come to my life. And wear a helmet, helmet like a Viking. The war is indecisive. I give you heart and soul, regulate with my devices. They seeing all the growth of my awareness being heightened. They know me coast to coast, drop the bag and I'm enlightened. Connecting all my dots, align my stars, I got the patience. Even though I'm aggressive, no, you cannot rush the greatness. Catch me in fly apparel, I'll be laced up in the latest. I'll cover all my highlights and save them to your database. It's sour faces, what I leave them with when they hear a drop. Demonstrations ain't no stopping and pray I never flop. Peace to my supporters and investors that forever cop. I do it for the voices in the MCs that'll never pop.
That was Shot Clock Legend by the God Fahim and Nicholas Craven. Next up we have You're Stuck by Odile and Summer Walker.
was You're Stuck by Odile and Summer Walker, and this has been CJSF 90.1 FM. Next up is Without a Question by The Godfheim and Nicholas Craven.
But I put holes in you like domino. It's a domino effect that they know by he's phenomenal. Never settle for minimal. My income's phenomenal. How I'ma know if you really my peoples unless it's tested. Blowing my testicles if you feel my flow ain't impressive. But anyway, we all know that this music thing's subjective. If it ain't me, I hit up Craven for my beat selection. I kill a track and add more bodies to my collection. I got a peace of mind and finding a lost protection. I was young and stubborn and I needed some direction. I had some answers incorrect and needed some correction. For any of my real ones, I ride without a question. Without a question, my people know I'm down without a question. We all been down and out, but it all changes with a blessing. If you ain't adhering to the right words, then get to stepping. This path ain't for the weak, this is more than studio sessions. Without a question, my people know I'm down without a question. We all been down and out, but it all changes with a blessing. If you ain't adhering to the right words, then get to stepping. This path ain't for the weak, this is more than studio sessions. I'm talking different languages, converting currencies. Heard I got the keys in a couple cities overseas. Respect is given. My prestige don't come from lies. Got a lot of ties with them elders with the wisdom minds. My physical prime rhyme skills that be given through time. They try to poison the original mind, but you can tell we doing fine. Watch the stars with the line. Got me knocking off demons every time that I rhyme. I gotta do this. My work is not done yet, so I'm dumping missiles off into the sunset. All I got is one mic, one life, and one death. And I'ma use it to the fullest, I ain't done yet. Without a question, my people know I'm down without a question. We all been down and out, but it all changes with a blessing. If you ain't adhering to the right words, then get to stepping. This path ain't for the weak, this is more than studio sessions.
Up, we have Barcelona by River Tiber.
I'm not really wanna be.
Welcome to CJSF's Golf Radio. I'm Kira.
I'm Evan.
This is Aiden.
Sean.
And today we have some conversation for you guys. So I don't really know how this came up, but this came up sometime in my life, and I thought it was pretty interesting. I want to ask you guys this question. Mm-hmm. What would be the best thing to realistically grow on trees, and why is that?
Grow on trees. Maybe money wouldn't work. Money wouldn't work.
Why not?
If everybody had a money tree, money would be useless.
Well, not everybody has to have them. You could just, like, keep them to yourself, you know?
Oh, okay. If it's just...
Not everybody has grapes, but, like, you know, they're still available.
I guess money.
Okay. Aiden, Sean.
Aiden?
Oh. I'm not too sure because I didn't have time to really think about it, but I think if I were to grow something on a tree, I'd probably just grow animals, really. Because I'm not too sure, right? Because I was thinking about it. You don't want money growing on trees, right?
No.
Because everyone already is going to take some money off of me, right?
Yeah.
But...
So, no. Which animals in specific do you think would be the best to grow on trees?
I feel like fish.
Well, I'm just really gracious,
fish?
Right?
Yeah, like get some nice salmon growing. And then once they die, if you, like, leave them out...
Your backyard is going to be smelling.
If, like, hypothetically, though, if you have them on the tree, the salmon or something...
It's going to be smelling or something.
You could, once they are, like, raw, it looks like fruit would, you could just cook them on there. Leave them out to dry, and you got beef jerky from the tree.
That is not... The salmon
will not...
You know
what? That's what we should do. We should get beef jerky trees.
The salmon...
Or salmon jerky trees.
The salmon will not turn into beef.
Or jerky cheese.
Jerky cheese. That is... Okay.
I love jerky.
I think that salmon... But, like, how would you keep them in water? Because, like...
It's raining.
You can't.
You need it all the time. How would you control
greenhouse.
The weather?
Greenhouse.
You'd make an underwater greenhouse for salmon trees.
Oh yeah.
The tree's gonna be underground.
Underwater.
Underwater.
Oh yeah, I mean underwater.
Salmon trees. Okay. Mine was houses.
More houses.
Yeah, just because I could.
How long would they take to grow?
I don't know. However, I wanted like a week if I needed, and aren't then I that? Could just I could get like a. I'll just buy like a truck, right? And then I just sell them to anybody who wants a house grown. Like you could like customize it and all that, like IKEA kind of.
So are they like wood based or are they made of cement or what do you think?
I'd assume.
Judging that it's a tree, I'm going to go with wood based, but I feel like, actually, no, there's no logic in this. Sean is growing salmon. You can make them whatever you want out of them just because. I don't know. I think wood or cement
or
rubber. iPhones. You want an iPhone tree.
Yeah.
You think that would be comfortable?
Be comfortable?
Yeah.
How would a tree be comfortable?
I'm talking about the product of the tree. Like the...
Oh, yes. But are we laying on iPhones? Why did you say...
That's what I'm going in.
Okay. I think I got going for the animal. I think I would grow a bunch of shrimp, specifically like...
Mm.
I love shrimp, right? So now we have renewable source of shrimp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oof, that sounds good right now.
That does sound pretty good. Okay, so you'd
we
have
should
like,
get some lobster then too. I like a good lobster.
What
like,
would you get if you crossed over like a lobster and a shrimp? Would you just get like a smaller lobster, or like would you get like a better shrimp?
They're practically the same creature,
but different enough.
Just size wise.
I think I would be doing something like pasta and lobster.
Pasta and lobster.
I didn't eat my lunch. I'm really hungry.
Eating
so
pasta?
You have...
You've been eating pasta and lobster?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or served it anyways.
So, for the, like, the lobster, would it be... So, it would be, like, a lobster and then the appendages, would that be pasta? And what sauce would it be?
Wait, so do you like shrimp?
I like shrimp, yes.
I enjoy shrimp as well.
I would do like fettuccine.
Ooh,
that's pretty nice.
Good choice.
I feel like there should be feta in it if it is called fettuccine. Joke, guys, for the audience, that was a joke. Thank you. Anyways, yeah, I think, okay, we got houses, pasta and lobster, salmon and iPhones. We still didn't get from the iPhones. Evan, we still need an explanation on iPhone house.
I mean, think about it. It's like apple on trees.
Oh, so because there's apples on trees, now you're doing the apple phone on the trees?
Oh, my. I never even thought about it like that.
Reverse engineering the wheel.
So you,
as we speak.
So you just make like an apple tree.
It is an apple tree, yeah.
Okay.
iPhones, iPads.
Oh, and iPads.
The iMac. Wait, no, not the iMac. The iPod.
Oh, yeah.
iPod. Okay. Well, that was our little segment. We hope you guys enjoyed that. Up next, we have some songs for you. So we're going to play those now. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Golf Radio, brought to you by CJSF 90.1 FM.
It's nothing but a trail. I'm on drag. Spit on. They say I'm different cause I eat chitlins. I can't help it. I was born and raised on a nice rider every morning. Have to swap the hogs and maybe getting off humping the Jolly Hooker. Moonshine, the Baby King and Jimmy Ray, rock on that. And that's why they say I'm different. And that's why they say I'm strange. I'm talking about Big Mama Thump.
Talk about it, talk about
it. I'm talking about Lightning Hopkins.
Talk about it, talk about it.
Talking about how and what.
Talk about it.
Woods. They say it differently. By Betsy Davis. And up next, we have Magic Girl.
Stains on my mattress. Look at the mess we made. You say my name so softly, I melt. My bones cannot hold my weight. You say things that turn me on, I can't deny. I pulled from tree, now I'm sacrificed.
Was Magic Girl by Ryan Douglas.
And up next, we have a segment. We've been talking about this